Stanley Systems is a really a fascinating company, and not only in what they do. I mean, they're an office product, so they've sort of made the evolution from selling typewriters to business technology, but also it's an almost 100-year-old family-owned company, something else you don't see very much, but they have a major presence in Plano, just opening a new facility, and the CEO of Stanley Systems is Greg Elliott, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be here, David. I appreciate the opportunity.
So like I say, I'm really fascinated on two levels. One is that transition, you know, that the company's done, but also the family-owned business. Are you fourth generation?
I am actually third generation, yes. And my business partners now are fourth generation, but I'm still a third generation.
That's pretty remarkable to hold something together like that. So tell me about Stanley Systems today. I'm guessing you don't just get by selling Smith Corona typewriters anymore.
No, actually, I've worked on a few Smith Coronas back when I was in my teens. But, today we're an all things office solutions company, print, managed print, managed IT, really just anything, David, that from a technology perspective that a current office does. We are involved in.
So you're selling, my guess is, primarily to small and mid-sized businesses.
I mean, we do a lot of mid-sized business. We have some enterprise-level businesses as well, that have, thousands of devices. But we also do, companies that have one and two devices. And then manage networks for companies that are really on the smaller side, small to medium size, yes.
So tell me about the technology solutions. I guess this is linking facilities together, but also using for printing and accessing the internet. Is it the whole gamut?
Sure, yeah. So on a lot of, some of our clients on the managed IT side, we are their IT group, whether help desk, whether it's level one, level two, tier three people. And so we keep their network operational. On the print side, really, it's just that. It's helping people manage their documents from, like I said, managed print, from printers to production size machines, really just any size, David. We've been doing that since the late 70s. We transitioned away from typewriters into the copier space. And obviously, that has just grown and grown and grown. And so that's the market that we're in. Document management, too. There's a lot of life cycle that a document will go to, from onboarding it, from a vendor to cutting checks or board reports or whatever. You know what a copier does. And so really, we just play in all of those areas.
Yeah, but the evolution has been so remarkable. I mean, Salesforce, I think, didn't exist, less than a decade ago. And that sort of revolutionized a lot. And the automatic data processing companies, it's been a big evolution for business.
Yeah, well, for sure. And it revolutionized our business, when we started into the print. Really just helping clients today just really manage the spend. With different solutions like PaperCut or DocuWare, we are able to go in and help them, limit the number of color images or, whatever they're trying to produce, right? Sometimes, it's been referred to as the largest unaudited cost a lot of times that businesses have, right? Yeah. Because it's just a print cartridge or it's just an ink cartridge. And so we really come alongside companies and try to help them, manage their spend around that.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by the facility you just opened last month in Plano. I know you've got a big warehouse there, which makes a lot of sense, but you've got a big a demo floor, 1,000-square-foot demo floor. So people still like to get in and put their hands on the machines and play with them and see what they're going to buy. I thought everybody did it online now.
I think there's just a lot of, clients, whether it be in Oklahoma or North Texas, we have what we call technology portals in three of our different offices where we bring clients or prospective clients in and actually let them see the technology work. And so I think it really allows them to envision, how a solution would really impact their company. And so usually, you know, it's just like, okay, well, now I see it. I can put my hands on it. I know what I'm getting out of it in that situation. And so we believe that it's super beneficial and clients really appreciate it. You know, David, it's our investment into being in North Texas. You know, we made that decision because we just see a lot of opportunity in that market. You know, it's the fastest growing business community sure. in the nation, if not maybe the world, right? And, you know, just so pro-business. People want to do business with someone that they can have a relationship with. And our business was founded on relationship.
But you get into this technology and it changes so rapidly. It's like you're constantly learning. Do you spend a lot of time training and retraining your customers?
Yeah, the development is huge. You know, we have in-house trainers on all the technology. You know, it's something that, you know, just evolves. You know, one of our core values is embracing and driving change. And, you know, when you transition from, you know, pens and pencils to office furniture to typewriters to now this high-end technology, it's just it's got to be a way that you really think that, okay, I have to be evolving as a company. And so...
So you're in a unique position to comment on the health of small business and medium-sized businesses. I mean, one of the things we'd heard as the interest rate cycle has presumably started, we've already started cutting interest rates, that it helps almost disproportionately the small businesses because they have a high cost of borrowing money. And I'm assuming they're not paying cash for all these equipments that they're buying from you.
Yeah, 90% of the time, maybe 98% of the time, they lease the equipment. You're right. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to pay cash for something that you're just going to, you know, 5 years later need to replace. And so, you know, we haven't seen a huge impact, David, truthfully, with interest rates, even with, you know, tariffs have sure made a difference. You know, most of this product is manufactured in Asia. You know, in different areas, right? And so tariffs have made a little bit of an impact, obviously, to cost, but we haven't really seen it make a tremendous impact on, you know, clients' decisions up until this point.
So costs go up coming in to you. Are these costs that you can turn around and pass on to the buyer, to your clients?
Yeah, I mean, sure, we have to. And, you know, most people in our space are having to do the same thing, you know, from an aftermarket perspective, you know, the toners and the parts that are going into these machines, the new mainframes that are coming in, you know, they're all 5, 10, 15% higher than they were a year ago. And so, yes, ultimately, it gets passed down to the end user.
Well, it's a fascinating business. So, like I say, the fact is that you're still in it, you know, after almost 100 years, and that you've now got a fourth generation coming in behind you and keeping a company like that together. I mean, that's really unique. You don't see that much anymore.
You know, David, we've just been blessed. You know, I'm the fourth family member that's had the opportunity to steward, you know, a company that we really feel like, you know, the Lord has given us, you know, when my grandfather started it back in the 30s. And, you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can with it until the fourth generation, you know, takes over. And so we've had amazing people that's worked with us over the years, some as long as 50 years. Wow. And so it's great. They're just kind of part of who we are, right?
Greg Elliott is the CEO of Stanley Systems with their new facility opening in Plano. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you, sir.
David, appreciate it. Thanks. Good talking to you.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.